I started already making the plans when I was a senior in high school because I didn't want to stay in Pennsylvania, especially going into theater. There's nothing in Pennsylvania. I looked at a couple schools, but you have to be in New York. So I looked at AMDA, and then I got in, and I found a place, and that was it. I got to tell you, Doug, I didn't think anything of it. I kind of just knew I was going there. Like, I knew that I was hell or high water, I was going there. I mean, I was not going to stay home. Because there was an option to stay home and do, like, an in-school for, like, 2 years. Just do community and get your gen eds out of the way so that you can get a degree. But even where I went to school, it's a 2-year conservatory, so my credits will transfer. They transfer to New School University, which is, like, huge now, right in Midtown New York City. I could get my BFA and my MFA and my doctorate if I wanted to. So I'm not really too worried about that. I really didn't want to be distracted with 4-year college and books and booze. So I had a teacher that always said, you know, every day you should be able to ask yourself, what did I do for my art? And you should be able to say, oh, I did this, 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 and this. And if you don't have anything to say, you better get out there and do it. No matter where you are, or, like, where you are, I mean, like, parts of town, like Midtown, Upper West Side, Soho, Financial District, there's always something to do. There's always something to see. There's always something to get done. The city itself never stops. But, and I love the theater district. I love it there. And I made, for my New Year's resolution, I made a list, and it was to do more, because I live in the city, and there's so much to do. So I made a list of restaurants and shows and museums that I haven't been to. So, good. Do that. And there's just so much to do. I love New York City.